it's really important that we have the strongest possible representation at a local councillor level. And I have to say, to date, it has been a disappointing and frustrating process. This is one of the biggest and most serious issues that has ever hit the county, and those affected need to feel that everything that can be done is being done by their local councillors. And, you know, at the minute, it quite honestly just doesn't feel like that. We need more productivity, more energy, more creativity. And, you know, if people want to see change, they're going to have to vote for change. So there is an opportunity this Friday, June the 7th. There is an opportunity where people can make their voices heard by casting their vote. And we would just urge everyone who is affected by the defective concrete crisis and those who are affected in a wider sense in the community, whether it be their business, their sports club, their school, their creche, you know, that this goes, you know, there's no barriers that this scourge does not cross, to really cast your vote and make your voice heard on Friday.
And is the MICA Action Group, are you endorsing any specific candidates, or is it more of a general rounded research who it is that you're voting for and who's running in your area?
Of course, we would like to see candidates be successful who are supporting the campaign. You know, there's obviously candidates like the 100% Redress party who are focused on that. You know, they are living this experience like so many of us. And, you know, it's really the reason they exist is really born out of the frustration that they feel that more can be done. But, you know, Lee, we would also say that there are other very good candidates that are worth your consideration. Those who are working in the local community, those who understand the issues. We just need people who are in there, who understand the issues, who will roll their sleeves up and bring new blood, new energy, a proactivity that at the moment is lacking. So we're not, you know, we're not going to tell you how to vote. That's not what we're about. But we would just urge everybody to think about it. You know, this is a really good opportunity on Friday. It's a really vital opportunity. And we would urge everybody to think about how they're going to cast their vote on Friday. And obviously, it's a proportional representation system, so you can vote for more than one candidate. But I would just say that your vote is precious. And only give it to those who you feel will best represent you most honestly, proactively, and absolutely deserve your vote.